Welcome back. You're listening to iOsted Live. We're listening to you. Call in toll free 866-685-7469 or send us that email radio@mytechnologylawyer.com. I've got my co-host Heather Botta on the line with me for this installment of iOsted Live. And Heather, you have brought a returning guest to the radio show. Why don't you introduce him to our audience and then we'll start picking his brain.
Okay, we've got our Wireless and Optical Communications Conference coming up in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And our conference chair is Dr. Alex Bukovic. He's with the Communications Research Center in Ottawa, Canada. And he's an adjunct professor at the University of Ottawa. And he's also got over 20 years of experience in optical communications, network architecture, and system development. So welcome to the program, Dr. Bukovic.
Yes, thank you, Heather. Hello, Scott. Hello, everybody. I'm glad that I'm again and at My Technology Lawyer radio show.
Yes, well, we're pleased to have you on iOsted Live. And I gotta ask you. We discussed this wireless and optical communications program once before, but we left some questions on the table, and I wanted to come back to those and talk with you a little bit about it. You're the chair of this conference, are you not?
Yes, I'm chair of wireless and optical communication 2007, which is going to be held in Montreal from May 30th to June 1st.
Okay, great. They didn't fire you since you were on the show last, huh?
No.
Okay, good. Well, we know that's not going to happen. For folks that are entertaining the possibility of attending the conference, you can go over to iosted.com, and of course there is a link for conferences, and you'll find the Wireless and Optical Communications Conference, WOC 2007 is the abbreviated label, and it's outlined there. May 30th, June 1st, Montreal, Canada. And of course, Dr. Vukovic is the chair of the program. One of the questions we left on the table about it is, what's unique about it? There are a lot of conferences that are trying to get at wireless issues. This one has a different vantage point. Tell me about it.
Yes, I think there are a couple of uniquenesses of this conference, and just I need a second to explain that. We are all witnesses of the great developments that we have in the last, let's say, 10, 15 years. And over that time, we had a huge developments of new protocols, new type of the networks, new vendors, many devices came in the meantime. What's happening now, we are just in the middle of network transformation from what we have today towards what we have tomorrow. What we have today, it's multiple networks, multiple protocols, disparate vendor equipment. But what we would like to have is dynamic automated network with the broadband capabilities, with the multimedia services secured. So at the heart of that are two areas, if I could say. It's optical communication network and wireless network. So those two topics are dominant in the wireless and optical communication conference. So that's, I believe, there is a chance to hear the latest results, the latest developments of that network transformation that we are facing today.
And there are some significant research and development conundrums in order to deliver on the expectations in both of those. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those challenges?
It is. I would say that for people working in that, or research people or engineers, the key is to understand the future market needs and partner with the proper industrial partners or academia, and towards making something which will be broadly used. So it's definitely a challenge on one side to understand the future market needs. On the other side, it's how solution that are proposed to be the cost effective. So both we see in industry or in a pure research that everybody is thinking how to come with a better technology with less cost.
Yeah, let me run this by you now, because I got to ask this question. We do a lot of shows on the wireless community, as you can well imagine. In fact, we have an entirely separate show that is sponsored by the Wireless Communications Association. So we have lots of guests coming through the studio who are making observations about wireless. And here's my what I have learned, and let me bounce this off of you. Obviously, from the standpoint of wireless communications, audio came first. Cell phones are ubiquitous. They are everywhere. They are being used. It's one of the fastest growing areas, although my understanding is that it is also because of the number of service providers becoming the most marginalized. In other words, prices keep dropping. George Gilder even predicted some years ago that it would eventually be zero. The cost would be zero because broadband would essentially become free.
Right.
You know, now there are two other applications that come to mind, which are getting some attention. But the question is really, how serious are they? One of them, of course, is text. And we do get text messages, and there is some utility with the text. The other side of the mobile phone, the wireless communications, is I want video to go with my audio. This really puts a strain, it seems to me, on two elements of the network. One of them is the handheld device. Are the screens big enough for even text, much less video? And number two, do I have the bandwidth to deliver on this? I mean, we've got some people walking around saying, oh, well, I'm going to watch my favorite TV show on my mobile phone. Is that, in your view, reality? Is that where it's all going?
Yeah, Scott, I believe that you just mentioned key points where the development is going. In fact, broadband, which is how to send video to wireless devices is, if I could say, some kind of bottleneck nowadays. But huge developments are going in that area. So that's definitely one aspect of today's development. The other application, as you mentioned, internet, browsing, text, messaging, they're also coming, and all these things will come with the ability for having the really right broadband applications everywhere, anytime.
Yeah. Well, so what you're saying to me is that it's going to be realistic in the foreseeable future that we're going to be able to get people to listen to iOSTED Live on their cell phone because they're going to be able to tap into the live stream.
I'm sure that that will future.
Well, that would be terrific. I might be able to get higher sponsorship fees and more advertising money if I were to do that, wouldn't I?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Do a little crystal balling for us. How much in the future? How close are we?
Oh, it's always difficult to say, especially.
I know, it's an unfair question. That's why I like asking.
I don't want tomorrow somebody to say, okay, you said it'll be in 5 years and it's not yet there.
Yeah, but they won't know that for 5 years from now. By then, you'll have moved.
It's definitely huge developments internationally, and unless some kind of breakthrough come earlier, I would say that it will be reality in 5 to 10 years.
Okay, that's a pretty safe prediction. We're going to come find you 5 or 10 years from now. By the way, stay with us. We're going to go into a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we've got another equally engaging guest that we're going to add to the roster. Dr. Alex Vukovich, of course, is going to stay with us, as will Heather. So don't go away. iOSTED Live. Nothing else like it. We'll be right back.